Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
How are you, Rolene?
Good afternoon. Very celebratory afternoon here in Israel.
And that would be why, because of the swearing-in of your new president, I presume.
That could be the reason, Simon. It's a very, very momentous day. And let me just tell you something. For all of those thinking that only the British could do a pomp and circumstance and military parade, you had to take a gander at what happened in the Knesset earlier today. It was really, really a stunning afternoon in Israeli pageantry and just dignity, integrity. I do have to throw it in there, a departure that we saw when we handed over the prime ministership, just saying. We had the extremely gracious and dignified former President Ruvi Rivlin give his final speech, not a dry eye in the house when he addressed his late wife, Nechama, to standing ovation and step aside with dignity, respect, integrity, love for this country as Isaac Herzog came in to be sworn as Israel's president. Very, very beautiful moment as two officers from the IDF blew the shofar and he was sworn in and made his inaugural speech. Beautiful, beautiful day in the Knesset.
So I hear you, Rolene. Two comments. The first is Ruvi Rivlin all over Israeli press in disguise with a beard and running around the streets of Israel. Why?
Well, thanks to the Shabak who managed to procure this disguise for him, which would allow him to mingle with his citizens. But if we can just say to the Shabak, guys,
do better next time.
A better wig.
Exactly.
A better wig. Come on.
Okay, so that's comment number one. And comment number two is like, how do I take it for real that your new president is going to be Tzachi? It doesn't work.
Well, we're getting down and bougieing here in Israel.
Okay, all right. That was very well handled, Rolene. Your Prime Minister Bennett, he's apparently at the U.S. Embassy. What's he up to?
Well, one of the priorities of the new government is to repair the strain in relationship between the American Democratic Party and Israel. Over the years, we can discuss this ad nauseum, but one of the casualties of the previous government was that there was so much focus on the relationship with the Republican Party. We had this incredible relationship with the former president of the USA, who was very, very pro Israel, and a lot of concerns with the incoming or the now president of the USA, Biden, and the Democratic Party, a lot of concern about the squad, and that even though many will say they don't have very much bearing, they are still vocal, and we cannot dismiss the effect and how they know how to read the room of the next generation of voters coming in. And Bennett and Lapid recognize this. They recognize that Israel has been at fault in managing our relationship between the State of Israel and the Democratic Party. We certainly saw this during the recent conflagration with our neighbors in Gaza. There were many that we expected to be more vocal, not being as vocal as they have been in the past. And a lot of souring or a lot of tension between many members of the Democratic Party and the State of Israel. And now we have to repair that. But amazing break I've just had, and that is our ambassador to the United Kingdom, Tsipi Hotavelli, has just presented her credentials to Her Majesty the Queen.
That was a very contentious appointment. Is she being received in a decent manner? The Jewish community is still as upset with her appointment as they appear to be.
Well, I think people have accepted that, she's doing a tremendous job. In the United Kingdom, she is our first female ambassador to the UK. She's all gussied up. If you go onto her Twitter page, on Twitter, there's a carriage, there's a horse. I mean, we had horses.
Oh, no, really?
But more important than anything, she has worn a hat, as one should when meeting Her Majesty the Queen.
Fascinating. Marion has a question for you, Rolene. Hi, Simon. Please ask Rolene whether we'll be able to see the swearing in on YouTube. Would you have any idea?
The swearing in has happened. And if you go onto sites like the Times of Israel, or even if you just Google the swearing in ceremony for, President Herzog, you should be able to see it. A lovely, lovely ceremony, very moving, beautiful speeches by both, the outgoing, president who, if we can just give a moment, I know we did yesterday, but if we can give another moment to acknowledge what a great public servant he has been over the 7 years, the incredible changes, that he had to deal with, the challenges that he had to deal with, and, just how he has served this country. Of course, we all grieved with him when he lost his lovely wife, Nechama, somebody that most Israelis held very, very dear in our hearts. And we just wish him every bit of luck, maybe please a better wig from the Shabbat. Also, a very, very moving speech by President Herzog as he came in as well, acknowledging the deep divisions between Israel and some diaspora communities. I know that a lot of people were disappointed that the wonderful Miriam Peretz didn't win the vote. But looking at this from a strategic perspective, looking at it as somebody who understands the diaspora communities, the challenges that you face, who understands how to bridge the divide between Israel and the American Jewry that we have at the moment, President Herzog is a man who understands this well. As some have said, you know, he's too mild-mannered. Mild-mannered and somebody who's not going to be combative is what we want in a president. And he certainly is the man for the task.
I want to take you back to the issue of bipartisanship. Rolene, every time I speak to any Jew from the United States of America, I ask them about the power of the extreme wing of the Democratic Party. I refer to the Squad, the Ilhan Omars, the Rashida Tlaibs, etc. And I'm always told you're over-exaggerating the issue. They're a very small minority. Are they not dismissing a problem because it suits them to do so instead of confronting the issue head on? I mean, is this not going to develop into something way bigger than a fringe movement?
Well, I do see what you're saying, and I tend to agree with both. They are a small minority within the Democratic Party. However, to our detriment, if we ignore how vocal they are and also how good they are at understanding their future constituents. That is very important, and I think that is what many are dismissive of, to our detriment, and we've certainly seen the effects of this during the recent conflagration. So, you know, I want to just reiterate, while they might not have power now, they are certainly building a future power base, and that to me is a grave concern. And I think that we need to look at playing the long game. And I think this is possibly what our foreign minister, Yair Lapid, and our current prime minister, Naftali Bennett, have identified very well, is that you have to future plan. We've learned the hard way in this country what happens when you don't future plan. And it's important that we do. And I think that right now they are on a very, very important charm campaign for the Democratic Party.
I mean, if you look at just the news today, it's all of Linda Sarsour. I don't know why she gets the press that she does, but she is knocking the fact that the IDF is apparently assisting in Florida. I mean, what a perverse way of looking at the issue and publicizing it.
Well, first of all, can we just comment, as many of you know, I've got a personal contacts with people who are working on the ground there in Florida, and this is going to take many, many years to even start taking the steps forward to processing this tragedy that has happened. What a disgraceful way to look at your fellow Americans who have died, mixed community, who have died as a result of a horrible, horrible tragedy, and that Israel identifying that America is not only an ally, but this is what you do in a time of great distress and disaster, as we have done to countries that we have no bilateral ties with. And somebody like Linda Sarsour, who's tweeted out, supporting a tweet that said, the IDF is responsible for the collapsing of buildings, not the recovery and rescue of people, is the most unbelievable insult to the people who died in that tragedy.
Rolene Marks, that wasn't a newsy day, and we are out of time. Quite incredible what we get up to, you and me. Thank you as always. We'll finish the week together tomorrow.
Going to do some ab exercises, Simon.
Yeah, you do that, Rolene Marks.
We'll
good on you. Yeah, don't make me laugh.